Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Vic Carucci with Eric Metcalf here at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indy. We'll be here through tomorrow, actually through Saturday, but CBD, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here today, tomorrow, and then a Combine special on ESPN 850 WKNR. Aaron Goldhammer joins the party with that one on Saturday. That'll be at 9 a.m. till noon. We'll be on, and Eric will also be a part of that as well. And we will have Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Browns, appearing on that show then. So a lot coming from here. George Whitfield, I mentioned, in about 10 minutes or so, the quarterback coach who's working with Johnny Manziel is going to sit with us and talk about coaching a quarterback in preparation for the draft. That's back to what we were talking about a little earlier, Eric. You know, the speed camps and the running drills that you put people through to teach them the intricacies of how to be the best runner possible. It applies to certainly other positions. And why not a quarterback? And you think about Johnny Manziel. I mean, the first topic that comes to mind is, yeah, he can run. He does a lot of great ad-libbing. But what kind of a pocket passer can he be, and can you transform that guy into a pocket passer?
I think you can, but do you really want him to be a pocket passer? I mean, his strength is when he gets outside the pocket and he's able to create plays that in that respect. To be the best pocket passer he can be is always a plus, and that's why I think he goes to see George Whitfield. And they clean up his throwing up, his mechanics and everything, so he can show that if a team that doesn't use the zone read and things like that, or the shotgun a lot, the just basic drop back quarterback, they can show that he does use that, or he does have that in his arsenal.
Yeah, and he does have that, and you're right. I'm not in favor of the idea of, you know, having a guy something that he's not, and we'll get into this with George as well, because I think you want to make him adaptable to different things, but you don't necessarily want to pigeonhole him or force the square peg into a round hole idea, which is what you're talking about.
Right, and I mean, with Kyle Shanahan's offense, it does require the quarterback to run and be able to bootleg and such.
Waggle
and all that. So, yeah, with that in mind, Johnny Manziel does fit perfectly. He's not asked to run around and do that and just make plays that way. They move the pocket for him so he can be creative and get it done.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, again, we'll have some really good stuff with George. Just walked by our set. He's going to be joining us shortly. And we will also hear from Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com at about 2:15. Still looking. I think we're going to hook up at some point with Sal Palantonio from ESPN. He is in the midst of doing his TV work right now. So as soon as he shakes free from that, we'll pull him over to the set and get some quality time with Sal Pal and get some thoughts from him on what this Browns team looks like to the rest of the nation. And it's not an exaggeration to say, Eric, that with 10 picks, with two in the first round, with seven in those first critical four rounds, that the Browns could end up controlling this draft in many ways. I mean, and that's not mentioning the maneuvering that could go on. When you've got that much ammunition going into the draft, you can control kind of how the whole draft flows.
Yeah, and you can do a good job with it, too. I mean, you have 10 picks. There are a lot of trades you can be involved in. There's all kind of things that you can do. That gives you the ability to freelance and pretty much get what you want and how you want it and those players that you're looking for, whether it be, because we know there are a lot of needs that each team needs. And do you get a quality guy in the first round, whether it be a quarterback or running back, or do you wait? And with 10 picks and seven in the first four rounds, you pretty much choose what you want when you want.
Right. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. If you want to dial us up, you got a question for Eric Metcalf that you want to shoot him while he's here, or me, or both of us, we'll be happy to talk about that with you. And you also tweet us at Browns_daily is how you reach us that way. And we've got Megan Rock tweeting for the show throughout. She'll be doing that. And she's also prepping the Browns Daily Wrap that will also be posted later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. So definitely want to get your thoughts along the way and what people have to say about what's going on here And, you know, it's interesting that some of the feedback I've heard some of the questions that or people have posed so far, you know, they're that the Browns, different ideas of what the Browns should do or not do. And it's interesting that Scott, for instance, on Twitter, he said, and I guess he was directing this at me, because we were talking on yesterday's show with Jim Donovan about Derek Carr, all right, Fresno State quarterback, his admonition to me, and this was, again, Scott, his handle is at the Pretender 14. He said, stop steering the ship away from the top three quarterbacks, and by that he's talking about Teddy Bridgewater, obviously, Johnny Manziel, and Blake Bortles. He said, enough already. Carr, and he puts that in caps, question mark, really? He goes, this is in another tweet, obviously. He goes, so we are going to pass up on the top three because we are smarter than everyone else, double question mark. A second round quarter QB or later isn't a bigger risk. And that's his, and he's clearly suggesting that it is. This is why, Scott and others, I don't agree with that. I'm not pushing the idea that this team should go for Derek Carr. However, I do believe that it could make sense if you, and Ray Farmer said this and has said it over again. He said it with the media. I know he said it on our show before. If he didn't, I'm not sure if he brought it up again today, but it's like a mantra. Stick to your board. Stick to your rankings. Don't drift away from that. And if you truly have other players at positions other than quarterback rated higher than the quarterbacks you have than a quarterback on the board, don't do the reach thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. In Derek Carr case, he has a big league arm and he could make plays. There, if you look at the Browns and all the moves that they have the ability to make, there are other needs on that team that could be a higher priority in Ray Farmer's mind. The running back could be a higher priority. Another DB, another receiver. Those could be higher priorities in Ray Farmer's mind. So if it had to wait for a Derek Farmer, I don't really see anything wrong with that.
Derek Carr. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And Ray makes, you know, a lot of sense doing that. So, again, I'm not trying to push that idea, but I think that option is on the table. And there's a lot to like about Carr. I think he's got to get a little bigger physically, but, you know, he's a smart quarterback. I think he's a grown-up. You know, he's married with a child, and a child went through a lot of difficulties, was born with entangled, like, intestines, underwent three surgeries. Baby's doing great. He was talking about that with me down at the combine Senior Bowl in Mobile, and I see a guy with that presence that I think is a more grown-up presence I like to see, especially at the quarterback position. Okay, we are in a little bit going to have a conversation with George Whitfield, again the quarterback coach for Johnny Manziel. He'll be on set with us shortly. And we'll get into discussion with him. Still looking to talk with Sal Palantonio from ESPN, Jason Lockenfora from CBSSports.com. Gerard Cherry is also up in this hour. We got a lot of stuff in front of us, Eric, but we'll get through it here from the Combine in Indianapolis. Vic and Eric on ESPN 850 WQNR. You left your mark on me.